Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We got a hot hour ahead. We got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble, where we will get into the Major League Baseball, everything that's happening with that. And there is a lot there. That's at the bottom of the hour. We got a little bit of basketball. The Clippers. Patrick Beverley's got a calf issue. It doesn't sound serious. They better hope it's not serious, because if it is, they could be in trouble. They're 6-7, I believe. Check that, Rob G, when Patrick Beverley does not play. So they need him. They need the little feisty pit bull at the top of their defense. All right, and we will get into some NFL action right out of the gate. Lamar Jackson, the reigning MVP, had a season unlike any we've ever seen. And that is not hyperbole. The National Football League has never, Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb, whoever else you want to throw in, the National Football League has never, Cam Newton, never seen a season like what Lamar Jackson just did. But when it mattered most in the playoffs for the second straight year, the Baltimore Ravens disappointed. They go out the first year as a rookie, okay. They were bad, and he was bad. But he's a rookie. He started half the season. Your season, you let that go. But last year, second year as a starter, blowing everybody away, best offense in the NFL, and then they get beat 28-12 by some upstart Tennessee Titans.
Don't and poo-poo Lamar put them. Up, Lamar, they went to New I'm England and won. Them. Don't poo-poo
fine,
the
okay. Fine. It was an old New England team.
Now it's old.
Yeah,
listen
it was.
To you.
I picked Kansas me. City. Don't even give me anything.
You
don't,
kill me
don't,
that.
I kill you. The yes. team I picked won the Super Bowl. That's all that counts.
Captain
that,
Obvious.
That's all. No.
Captain Obvious.
It ain't that obvious.
It is obvious. Captain
Why
Obvious.
Didn't you pick
I'm not. Because I don't play that game.
Because you don't want to be right.
No,
yeah,
I don't play that game. When
you
I pick Toronto and I pick,
who you think and,
I pick,
win?
And I pick the Nationals,
when
I don't pick the
Rob
obvious.
Parker.
I don't pick the obvious.
Fine.
Chris Broussard picks the
you
obvious.
You just picked the Yankees and the Dodgers to make the World Series.
That was the obvious pick. No, that's the real
What's
pick.
What's the obvious?
No. That's the
all
real
right.
pick.
I'm not even trying to play games, all right? Let me. Can I set it up? You're up here bringing up basketball.
Just
and,
go ahead.
And I, no, now just go ahead.
Go ahead.
You interrupt my spiel. I was rolling, man. And you come in here with some nonsense trying to sully my 2-0 record in Super Bowl picks. It can't be sullied, Rob Parker. It can't be. All right, anyway, Lamar Jackson put up huge numbers last year in the playoff game, but most of them were after the fact. I mean, they were pretty much out of it, and he lit it up. But the bottom line is he's 0-2 in the playoffs, and he talked to Peter King, the great NFL reporter, recently, and Lamar's got mad motivation. Here's what he said. I just want to get back to that situation so I can perform different. Just put it on my shoulders and go from there. I got to fight to get back to that situation. It's going to be a different result this time. I think about it a lot, to be honest with you. That's where I want to be. That's when everything gets crucial. It's tough. I remember LeGarrette Blount DMing me on Instagram. He was like, you know, playoffs is different from the regular season. I'm like, nah, but it is. Because it's win or go home, and I'm tired of going home. I just can't wait to get back in that same spot and perform at a whole nother level. So Lamar Jackson is extra motivated to get to that Super Bowl. And Rob Parker, your thoughts?
First of all, I mean, I hope so. I mean, it just seemed like that statement. I'm tired of going home early. No, of course you're tired of going home early. So I don't understand what that proclamation was. But the bottom line remains, Lamar, I'm with you next year. Not only are you going to win a playoff game, you're going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I'm all in on the Baltimore Ravens. You remember a year ago when they were 14-2? At one point, they won 12 in a row. Do you remember the Ravens? I know people quickly forgot because they lost the playoff game, and I get that. You ran into Derrick Henry. They ran all over you.
Really.
And it was bad. Can you be quiet? Can you turn off Chris Broussard's mic?
You ran into Derrick Henry.
Can you turn off Chris Broussard's mic, please?
Those mighty Tennessee Titans.
All I'm saying is they have the team. And last year, at their best, they dominated. They won 5 games last year by 21 points or more. So it wasn't like they were just squeaking by and they needed a field goal. Here's the other thing. Don't buy into that they can't beat playoff teams or whatever. Because last year, they beat San Francisco, Seattle, New England, Houston, and Buffalo. And when you add all that stuff up and you give this guy, Lamar Jackson, a second year, I like their defense. They've improved in the offseason for the run defense to make it better. And when you look at the coaching staff and what Harbaugh's done, which I'll give him credit, 7 times in 11 years they've made the playoff, which is incredible. I mean, in the NFL. And he's got a Super Bowl, of course, under his belt. I like everything they have going, that nucleus, all those Pro Bowlers, those guys are still young. It's a young team. And Chris, I'm all in. I believe, and remember, last year, for all the big to-do about Kansas City, and I get it, they won the Super Bowl. But the better quarterback, that's why Patrick Mahomes was, what, 4th or 5th in the top list on the NFL players? Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback going into next season. The numbers all tell you.
Stop it.
Last year, Mahomes didn't rank in any of the top categories, and you're talking about Lamar Jackson
actually,
only going to get better. So I'm going with Lamar, and I believe in Baltimore. I love what they bring back. I know last year was disappointing, but I think that they can regroup young guys. They didn't have to unload people and reload, Chris. All they had to do was fine-tune this well-oiled machine, and they are going to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness. Lamar, John, all of the Ravens, Hollywood, run for the hills. Rob Parker has predicted you're going to the Super Bowl. It's a death knell. Oh no.
Tell them
he
to ask.
2 years ago it was Jacksonville.
Tell them.
They
tell
won
them,
5 games.
Tell
last
them.
Last year it
tell
was
them to ask
the Chargers.
The Toronto
they won
Raptors
5 games.
And the Washington Nationals if it's a death knell. Tell them
Is
to ask
football?
Those teams.
Is
it doesn't matter, Chris.
It does
those
matter.
Are
We're
those
about
are
football.
Those are broader picks.
My
not the,
goodness.
Those are harder picks
Lamar,
to get.
Run
and
for
I got
the
both
hills.
Of them.
Run for the hills. Oh my, look. They're a nice team. They're a very nice team. They've got a shot. They've got a shot. I like them a lot. I'm not ready to make my pick yet. I'm deciding, do I want to go with the Chiefs again? They've been talking a lot of smack. I like the confidence, but it might be bordering on cockiness. So I'm saving my, you know, I'm waiting a little while to make my pick. We've got time. But, you know, look, in all seriousness, Baltimore's tough. Lamar Jackson, we're going to see, can this style win? And, Rob, you brought something up earlier. Colin Kaepernick had success in the playoffs, running the football. Now, he threw it, but he didn't throw it that well.
No.
And last year,
he got to the NFC
Super
Championship
Bowl.
Game a couple times and the
right.
Super Bowl.
So, and they had a great chance to win that Super Bowl, but for the blackout.
Right. They did.
I mean, that would suggest it can be done, but it's going to be interesting. I think, Rob, this year, this regular season will be a little more telling for the playoff fortunes of Baltimore. For instance, my point is, now after a year and a half of Lamar, after seeing him last year and what he did to teams, you know, clubs have had all offseason to prepare for that. And if they haven't solved it, if come regular season, he's still doing the same thing, I would think that would bode well for them in the playoffs, that they can get over the hump. Look, it's not all on Lamar. The defense has to do its thing. What he's got to work on, and that's what I'm going to be watching this season, is throwing to the receivers more. He used the tight end a lot last year. He obviously ran the ball. He used his backs. Throwing to the wide receivers. If he does more of that, that's the next jump. And he made a huge jump last year, Rob. If he makes a similar jump this year, then you got to think sky's the limit for Lamar.
Absolutely. He has all the tools, Chris, and they can get one. That team is really good. I gave you some of those numbers. I mean, the teams that they beat, 21 or more points. I mean, they were dominating teams. It was incredible. And you know how hard it is to win 12 games in a row. And the other thing that's working against the Chiefs, as you know, it's hard to repeat in the NFL. It just is. It doesn't mean that it's impossible, but it's really hard to recapture magic back-to-back years. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. And you're right. You could be confident, Chris, but they've been almost too cocky. And then what you do is you make, instead of people admiring you and what you've done and how you put it together, they start to detest you a little bit.
They can start pulling against you, too.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think Mahomes, and look, I think he's a great leader. I think he's clearly the leader on that team. I think you'll get him in the right mindset. What he said, I was fine with. I don't think that was braggadocious. Did you, like when he said, I want to win at least six. Tom Brady's got six. I want to win six. But Tyreek Hill and who was the other one? Chris Jones, they came out. You know, they were more like, I mean, Tyreek was not one, not two, not three, not four,
that's just
not
ridiculous.
Five, not six, not seven. And Chris Jones was similar. So that's when it goes over the top. Obviously, nobody's winning. And you're talking about seven Super Bowls. I mean, come on. I know Brady's won six, but that's an aberration, but we'll see. But yeah, I'm with you. Now, did you pick, and I'm not trying to be funny, was Baltimore your pick going into the playoffs last year?
No, I picked them to win a division, and I picked them
right.
Last year?
In the Super Bowl. Like, one, you know, we picked before the playoffs started again.
Before the, who was it?
You had Tennessee, New England, Buffalo,
I don't think
Baltimore, Kansas City.
Did I maybe I did pick Baltimore. I'm trying to think because I don't think
yeah,
I picked
I think
Tennessee. I don't think I picked Tennessee at the start of when we read.
Right,
we
at
started.
The start of the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know that, Baltimore. But I think I picked Baltimore.
The thing, and I think you would admit this, Rob, the challenge for Baltimore, and again, let's see what type of jump Lamar makes as a passer, but based on how he played last year, the challenge is if they get behind, I mean, then they have to throw the football to try to get back in the game. So that's the key for them. The defense can't let them get behind by a few touchdowns.
Yeah, it's hard
so you're
when
not
you do
as
that,
predictable,
right.
And then you take away a big part of his package. So that's going to be the key. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is Lamar Jackson the best quarterback in the NFL right now? No! That's Pat Mahomes. And should they be the favorites to win the AFC next season? That's the question. Should the Ravens be the favorites to get to the Super Bowl? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a Tyshirt Tuesday. Rob, it also is what?
A trash talking Tuesday.
That's right. 6:40 Pacific, 9:40 Eastern. You can call up trash anyone, anything in the world of sports.
And also, you know, on Tuesdays on Deadspin.com, Chris, you can check out my trash.
It's trash talk.
Everything's not funny. And you can check my trash out. It's all over the social media if you follow me. But every Tuesday, of course, I do my own personal trash on Deadspin.com.
All right. We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone, of course, is America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. Next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And Chris, did you see this thing that Rob G sent us from Don Draper on Twitter?
I didn't necessarily know what to make of it.
Oh, no, I got it. Basically, we're looking like they have us looking at the same four callers who we always get, Sean, Mark, Andre, and Marty. And then there's another chick there going, right, it says new callers that bring a different perspective. Like, don't forget about the new callers.
First of all, I don't know either. Maybe Rob G can explain I've had people tell me they've called up numerous times
and they can't
and
get
not
through.
Been able to get in. It's always so. What's the deal, Rob G?
Well, the easiest answer is that they are our P1 listeners, that they stay in the radio business. And if you listen to our show enough, you know that there's a formula with how we do calls. It's always the same segment every hour. And they know as soon as this tease starts, you got like 5 minutes before the segment starts. And it's like a 40-second delay. So if you call as soon as Chris starts his tease, you're probably going to get through.
So others are calling just randomly throughout the show.
Right, exactly.
And it's busy. Okay.
Rob G, what did you think of this by
I thought
Don
that was
Draper?
Hilarious. And it actually what it did is it emboldened my thought that I had last week when you were out, Rob Parker. I talked to Chris about it.
I was about to say it.
I think starting this Friday, we're going to do something called First Time Fridays.
Yes,
where we want first time callers only on Fridays.
Yes, I love it. Let's do it. It's
first
no disrespect
time Fridays, yes.
to the other people, and we love those
regulars.
Guys. Exactly, but we want to get some new people in who can't get through. So, yeah, First Time Friday. Is it a first time for everything or just calling it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Everything's not funny.
Everything's not funny.
All right, let's get to some callers. 877-99 on Fox.
And what should I do? Should I... let's go. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. We're talking about you, Sean.
Man, my uncle's from another mother, man. It's good hearing y'all talk about the OCOCs, the iCouple original callers, baby. You know, we the day ones, man.
We love you guys, so we're not.
Right.
We're just trying to, because a lot of people complain to us that they can't get in, and they've been trying. So we're just going to, on Friday, they can
we
get
do
in.
Calls at 20 after each hour. That's the rule. 4:20 Pacific, 5:20, and 6:20.
Normally, right.
And I love it, man. We always want to hear new people be part of the Odd Couple family, man. So I'll be happy to put my phone down and listen in and hear a couple of hot takes. But y'all got to bring the heat, man. Don't let us down calling into the Odd Couple with some old wowsy, woo-woo ooh, takes trying to kiss everybody's butt,
wowsy,
man.
Wowsy, that's right. All right, what you got, Sean?
Real quick, and Uncle Rob, man, I heard you try to disown me yesterday, but you can't disown me, baby. I'm already all the way up in it. But real quick,
right.
I'm all the way with you on this one. The one thing
see,
that you can
Sean,
say,
see,
okay,
Sean,
look,
why are you calling up trying to get back in God and Rob's
let,
good
let
graces?
Let me get you,
you
facts
you
real
ain't
quick.
With that. You know you don't.
Let me get you facts.
Go ahead, Sean.
Because outside of signing Chris Jones and signing the light-skinned great Patrick Mahomes, what else have the Chiefs done in this offseason, man?
What
absolutely
else did
nothing.
They need to do? It's
but
like
at,
it's like
at,
the movie. Did you see the movie, whatever it was called, Bad Teacher or whatever, when they were debating and the kid said to the teacher, all you ever say about Jordan over LeBron is he's got 6 championships. And the teacher said, that's all I need, Sean. That's the only argument I need. Well, who else do they need to add? My goodness.
But peep game. Why did the Ravens turn around and sign Calais Campbell? Why did they turn around and sign Derek Wolfe? They're not resting on the laurels, Chris.
No,
they know the best way to beat Patrick Mahomes is to get to Patrick Mahomes. They're not sitting around just counting their chips, being happy with it. They're trying to get more money, man, and they just keep stacking. So I will see them inside the Super Bowl playing the Niners, man, and I got a good feeling. Uncle Rob gonna be rocking a new pair of Jordans if y'all make that bet today.
Yes. Hey, I'm ready to make that bet.
I almost hope Rob gets
one
right.
I'll make that.
I hope
all right, thanks, Sean.
At this point.
All right, he's back in good graces. All right, Charles in Atlanta, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Charles?
What's going on, fellas, man? Appreciate you guys for taking my call.
Yes, yep. Sir.
As a true diehard Ravens fan, I'm gonna be objective. We should not be the favorite, and I don't think Lamar is the best quarterback in the game right now. He's the most talented. Now, I do want to see some improvement from us, not get bounced out in the first round or get outclassed. But I also disagree with what Sean said. Sometimes it's not about what you add, but what you keep. And the
right.
Chiefs kept their core together. And until somebody knock off that Mahomes, I do want to see improvement from Lamar. I think we will. But I don't think we should be the favorite. Not yet. Now, year after next, yes.
That's a mature call. I like that. Putting your head above your heart.
Oh, please.
That's what it's about in this business. It is. Look, my heart, you know this, Rob. It would be with the Lakers and LeBron. I would like to see LeBron get his fourth ring. I'd love to see that. But my head right now, I'm watching these next several games, so I'll tell you that. My head right now is saying Clippers. And so I'm going with my head. That's
right.
How it is.
I hear you. I love what Baltimore has done. All right, Mark in Sacramento. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Mark on the bat phone again.
That's right, Mark.
You got some special 2025 type phone. You just
yes.
you just
remember,
bullied through everybody
else.
Day,
you remember the day that he changed phones and we could tell the difference? Remember when he
yes.
got the new phone?
He used to have a flip phone. I think
yes.
he used to have one of those Motorolas or
and
something.
Then we could hear you crystal clear that day. I'll never forget it.
I told you to tell those callers like you did your Twitter, get a better phone.
That's right.
No, give them their day, man. My boy in Sacks, right. More callers, more opinions. Just be versatile. Be able
right.
to talk about sports and out of sports. I think I come every day and I try to talk about whatever the topic is of the day and try to come with something strong every day. So bring it on. We like more callers. It makes the show. That's why you guys are number one, man. Hey,
Real quick.
I think Kansas City might have a problem. I don't know about Baltimore taking the next step to beat them, but they did lose Damian Williams, and I'm trying to see how they're going to replace that
well,
piece
that
of that puzzle.
From LSU.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I like
Clyde
him.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yep.
They said he looks a lot like Brian Westbrook, so I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to piece in with Kansas City or not. But here's
well,
what
remember
Baltimore
when
did.
They lost Kareem Hunt, they didn't miss a beat.
That's true. But then Baltimore went and got a good running back to go with that stable that they have. They added Dobbins. So they have a four-headed monster to go along with Jackson, and they have a good tight end. They may try to do what Tennessee did to them and play keep away, ball control, slow Mahomes down. I'm not saying they can beat them, but I can see them trying to do that. And they have their wide receiver Brown, who was hurt quite a bit in the early part of the season. That was their deep threat. And keep an eye out where Antonio Brown may go. That may change everybody's dynamic.
Yeah, I don't know if Baltimore is the place for him, but certainly we know he's world-class talent. So he will be a factor.
If he goes out there and plays, we already know, Chris. He can play.
Right, if he's
that
if
ain't
he's,
even
yeah,
the issue.
That's not no,
that
no
ain't
way.
Even,
that's not
it,
the issue
right.
at all.
That ain't the issue. It's about, you know, can he stay out of the minutiae and all the other stuff.
and the manure,
you know,
and all that. The minutiae
right?
and the manure.
Yeah.
All right, let's foul or fair is coming up next with one of our favorites, J.R. Gamble of the Shadow League. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Time for foul or fair with J.R. Gamble.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
Don't believe it! My, oh, my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's The Odd Couple with ShadowLeague.com MLB insider, J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Fowler Fair, the segment where we discuss everything happening around the world of baseball. And in order to do so, we got to invite some real baseball heads, not Rob Parker. He's just the guy who has a vote. Doesn't really matter. None other than our man from the ShadowLeague.com, J.R. Gamble. J.R., how you feeling this evening, man?
What's up, fellas? I had to pinch myself when I found out I was on The Odd Couple, and then I kissed myself. What's up, legend?
All right. You used to be a rapper, I heard.
He was.
You know, is that, JR, that true?
Yeah. God bless me. Chris would understand.
Yes.
His anointed tongue, Chris.
Okay. I tell you, the voice, I could tell you got a nice, I could definitely hear you with a nice flow with that voice.
Thank you.
He's got that New York Queens flow. He sounds
ain't much better, many better flows than that.
No, you know that.
That's legit.
And that's exactly why Chris Broussard went double wood with his album, because he does not have a New York flow.
My flow, you know, Rob. Rob G called me up like, yo, that was awesome. I'm a producer, I feed
your ego. You know that.
That's it. He knows exactly.
He's like, Chris, you got bars.
Now you're just lying. All right, you guys know how this segment works. We got three baseball topics. We'll go around the horn with each of you guys. Let's get started now. Topic number one. Last week, Major League Baseball announced that they are implementing 7-game doubleheaders for the rest of the season.
Seven innings.
Thanks, Chris. Now, while I understand wanting to lessen the wear and tear during this already truncated season, JR, is it foul or fair to say that rule changes like this are turning the season into a sham?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
The season is already somewhat of a sham. COVID is spreading left and right. Meanwhile, everyone's going along with this, which I get because no one seems to be getting that sick. And players don't seem to be worried. From what I've heard, they're going out and having a good old time in the city. In an unprecedented situation like this, once baseball decided to go through with the season, we all knew that the league would have to make adjustments on the fly. Shortening doubleheaders to 7 innings is just one of those adjustments. If getting the 60 games in plus the playoffs is first priority, as it seems to be, the MLB has to make that happen any way it can.
This is fair.
It's a fair ball.
Stop it, baseball. Stop it. You're making a mockery of things. First, we got a runner at second base at the start of extra innings. Then we got 7-inning doubleheaders. Then we got teams playing a different number of games. Some will be 51. Some will be 39. Some will be 57. Some will be 60. What's next? Team moms bringing snacks after the game for all the players? 7-inning limits per week for pitchers so they don't hurt their arm? Stop it! This is ridiculous.
Of course it's foul.
That is a foul ball.
Of course it is. There's a lot of stuff going on that I'm not hip with, but I understand it. When you're in a pandemic and you got all these other things you're trying to maneuver with, they have no choice. Everything is basically fly by night to try to figure it out, to make it work. I'd still rather watch something than nothing. I've been enjoying the baseball games. I'm glad they're on. I wish that they were all 9-inning games. I wish a man wasn't on second base. But you know what I wish more? Is that there's baseball. And that's what we have. I'm cool with it.
J.R. Rob, thank you. I don't know why Chris is dissing orange slices. That's just a bad look on his part.
Right.
Anyway.
What's wrong with an orange
Marathon
slice?
Bars, Twix bars.
All right, here we go. Story number two. Less than 2 years after undergoing Tommy John surgery, Angel star Shohei Ohtani is down another 4 to 6 weeks with a forearm strain. Now, despite that fact that Ohtani has now had two significant injuries involving his pitching arm, Angels brass say they still view him as a two-way player moving forward. But is it foul or fair, JR, to say that the Angels would be better served taking away Ohtani's pitching responsibilities?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Speaking of hurt arms, Chris, which you were poo-pooing a second ago, Ohtani was a great story when he first hit the scene. He won the Rookie of the Year,
in the American League, actually pitched well, swung a valid bat in his 2018 season. He was the first modern-era player I remember to be so ambitious as to try to double-dip in pitching and playing the field. There were more than a few people who cautioned against this, myself being one of them. The stress and the strain of trying to be a starting pitcher and a position player in the heart of the lineup just too much. And with a player as talented as Ohtani, with his injury history, a sound organization would say, look, we have to decide what position he's going to play, or we risk losing him to injuries and he'll never fulfill his potential. If the Angels are too scared to make a decision, then the Tommy John surgeries he's had should have already made it for them. Chuck the pitching dream.
It is foul.
That is a foul ball.
You know how hard it is to get pitching in baseball and to get a guy who looked pretty, darn good when he was healthy. Obviously, this is not what you wanted for him to be injured twice, but you know what? Until he really can't pitch and they decide, we know he can hit in the big leagues, so that's always in their back pocket. But imagine if they could finally get this guy healthy and right. They're going to try again because his stuff was so good. And if they could get him to pitch once every fifth day and DH the rest or play those other days of the week, it's worth it. He's young. There's no rush to shut him down and make him just a hitter. So I'm with the Angels. He's a two-way player until further notice.
Stop it, Rob Parker. It's fair.
It's a fair ball.
You know what Ohtani's ERA is this year? Brace yourselves. 37.8. 37.8. I think he's got one out the entire year. Stop it. Now, look, I get why
the
Angels.
What did you say? You said that's Rob G's wayside. What did you say?
he wishes.
Boo this man.
I understand why the Angels said what they did, because you don't want to kill his hopes and dreams at this point. And I look, here's what I would do. I would bring him back just as a hitter. Just say, look, we're going to just to keep you on the field, because he can still hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so have him hit and let that go on for really the rest of this season and maybe early next season. Just have him as a hitter. And then if once he stays healthy, does well there, if you want, then you say one more try. If you want to pitch, we can try it. But I think right now the most important thing is that he stays on the field. And that's going to be easier to do as a batter. So I think they definitely have to proceed with caution on this double duty. And right now, just get him in the lineup to hit.
All right, Rob G, we got a third one quickly, right?
Yep, Rob Parker sucks. We keep it moving. It is Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble and the Odd Couple. Last question, guys. Dating back to May 22nd of last season, Gerrit Cole is 19-0 with a 1.86 ERA and 25 regular season starts. Now, the record for consecutive wins by a pitcher is 24, set in the 1930s. But with the devastating lineup behind him, is it foul or fair to say that Cole should be able to at least match that 24 consecutive win streak, JR?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
And speaking of that streak, it was Carl Hubbell, a.k.a. the meal ticket, a.k.a.
Yes.
King Carl, that had the 24-inning streak. And Gerrit Cole's nickname, Cole Train, can't even mess with Hubbell's moniker, in my opinion. He was a two-time MVP, and his claim to fame was striking out five future Hall of Famers in a row in the 1934 All-Star Game. Ready for these names? Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jimmy Fox, Al Simmons, Jim Cronin. You have to be lucky as well, though, as dominant to win that many games in a row. In fact, this train of thought is why a pitcher's win total has been devalued by the new metric when determining Cy Young winners. There's just too many other factors that influence a pitcher's wins and losses. Five more wins in a row is not out of question for Cole, but he's been in this death zone for so long, you have to think the law of averages say he's going to lay an egg soon before he can get to 24-0.
I say it's fair. I say fair.
It's a fair ball.
Not only will he tie the record, he'll beat the record. That Yankee lineup is loaded. They're not going to lose a start the way he's pitching.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
And for your information, JR, Josh Gibson took the meal ticket deep. Just so you know, yes, I don't know. Did he? I don't know. But anyway, now look, I'm with JR on this. I just think the law of averages would catch up to him. He's got a shot, no doubt. That Yankee lineup is ridiculous. But I would think at some point he's going to lose a game. It's just baseball and the way it goes. So I think it's foul.
All right.
That's foul or fair.
All right. Thanks a lot, JR. We appreciate it, brother, as always.
And you can always hear. Yes, you can hear JR, of course, every week on the Inside the Parker Baseball Podcast, Chris, which drops, of course, every Thursday.
All right. Keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. Pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief, Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. All right, Rob, you saw the Clippers lost to the red hot Phoenix Suns today, and buzzer beater by Devin Booker. Booker, man, he had 35. He was a monster. But the biggest news to come out of that game, I mean, you're not going to win all 82, was that Patrick Beverley left the game early with a calf injury, like soreness in his left calf is what they were calling it. And they need Beverley badly. And I don't think, you know, there's no reason to think it's serious at this point. But their record, Rob, their record is better without Paul George and even Kawhi Leonard than it is without Beverley. Without Paul George, they're 14-8. Without Kawhi Leonard, they're 6-7. And without Patrick Beverley, they're 7-9. He's critical.
He's a big part, but it also depends on who are they playing, which games. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes in it. There's no doubt he's a big part. But they did have Patrick Beverley last year when they got knocked out in the first round.
But they didn't have Kawhi Leonard. So, no, I mean, nobody – Kawhi and George are the stars.
No, I
get what
you're saying.
But I'm saying if he's out, that's a huge loss. And I don't think he'll be out, but, you know.
I just think
what he brings. He's kind of one of their leaders, you know, inspirationally.
If they carried him off in a stretcher and his leg was on a separate stretcher, then – maybe I would be buying into it.
I don't think it's serious at this point. But I'm just saying, yeah. But he's had injury problems throughout his career. Like, he generally misses 10 games or more a year. He's missed 16 this season. And like you said, I think he's, you know, I'm assuming he'll be fine. It's just soreness in the left calf. Hopefully that's all it is. But he's a guy that they need. Are you concerned at all with how they've looked? I don't think they've looked that great.
I thought they looked great when they beat the Pelicans. I thought they looked great. And
they
thought that they
looked good in that one.
Even when they lost to the Lakers without two of their top four players.
All right. I thought that was good.